Good evening, everybody. It's a great honor for my colleagues and I to speak at this event. This event aims to exchange views on the current and potential research collaboration between China and the UK and how it could contribute to wider diplomatic ties between our two countries. So I think this is both positive and important under the current circumstances. China and the UK are both permanent members of the UN Security Council. We are respectively the second and fifth largest economies in the world. Our ability to handle the China-UK relationship bears not only the interests of our two peoples, but also the interests of the world. And in our view, the code to achieving a sound relationship is not complicated. It is simple. The key is abiding by the principle of mutual respect in real earnest. As President Xi Jinping emphasized during his phone call with Prime Minister Boris Johnson last October, for China-UK relations to develop well, mutual trust is the foundation. Mutual understanding is the precondition. And proper handlement of differences is the key. As long as our two countries follow the principle of mutual respect and develop partnership on an equal footing, our bilateral relations will enjoy a bright future. This year marks the 50th anniversary of our ambassadorial diplomatic relations. Over the past half a century, despite ups and downs, the overall relationship has kept moving forward. Bilateral trade has increased from $300 million to $116 billion. Two investment stock, which was almost zero 50 years ago, has surged to around $50 billion. Last year, China-UK trade set a new record, and Chinese investment in the UK more than doubled. British businesses took an active part in China's reform and opening up. London has become the world's biggest offshore RMB trading center. Our two countries have also coordinated well on issues such as global development and climate change, making contribution to the tackling of common challenges to mankind. Cooperation on science and technology is an important part of our overall bilateral relations. With an early start, solid basis, and enormous potential, such cooperation is showing a sound momentum. In 1978, China and the UK signed the Science and Technology Cooperation Agreement, making the UK one of the first major Western countries to sign such an agreement with China. In 2017, our two sides formulated a joint strategy for science, technology, and innovation cooperation, the first between China and Western country. Now, after more than 40 years of development, China-UK cooperation on science and technology has achieved remarkable results in modern agriculture, air pollution response, antibiotic resistance study, and biodiversity preservation. This has benefited the peoples of both countries and beyond. So China-UK cooperation on science and technology has never been one way. It has benefited both sides. The UK is a world leader in science and technology. It has built a solid foundation for science and is strong in original research. In China, thanks to greater input in recent years, capabilities of innovation have seen notable improvement. Technologies from the UK have made important contribution to China's development and progress. And cooperation with China also contributed to the UK's efforts to keep and improve its research capabilities. A recent report by King's College London shows that in Britain's universities, more than a fifth of research on many high impact subjects involve collaboration with China. In 2019, China and the UK collaborated on over 16,000 research papers, up from 750 in 2000 and rising from just 1% to 11% of the total number of papers in the UK. China is a founding member of SKA, which is headquartered in Manchester and has taken an active part in promoting and supporting its development. In biomedicine and new energy, Chinese investment has boosted the development in these areas here in the UK. In 2021, Chinese investment added £63 billion to revenue in the UK's economy. In an age of globalization, China-UK cooperation on research is not an option. It's not an option. It is a must for both sides. No country can fare well all on its own amidst the leaps and bounds of science and technology development. International large-scale installations such as SKA, ITER, and CERN needs the concerted efforts of multiple countries. In the age of big data, projects such as human genome and recovery transcend national boundaries. Moreover, challenges such as COVID-19, energy crisis, food crisis, climate change, and biodiversity loss do not respect borders. They are common problems and can only be addressed through the joint response of all countries, including China and the UK. Ladies and gentlemen, through years of efforts, China has become a world leading force in science and technology innovation, an important propeller for the advance of science and technology in the world. A recent Harvard University report pointed out that China has made great progress in many cutting edge fields and is now a global leader in many areas of innovation. Thanks to China's strategy of innovation-driven development, Chinese tech companies, both well-developed and startups, have achieved continuous progress in sound business environment and grown into multinational corporations with a global vision. They are globally competitive. China is one of the first countries to realize the commercial use of 5G technology. It has been a global leader in the building and planning of 5G networks. As of today, there are 1.56 million 5G base stations in China, accounting for over 70% of the world's total. China has the world's 40.3% of 6G patent applications, the highest share of all countries. China also leads the world on green energy technologies. It produces 70% of solar panels and 40% of wind turbines in the global market. Another field that China takes the lead is nuclear power technology. Hualong-1 technology has been widely recognized, and China's artificial sun holds the world record in terms of both peak temperature and sustaining time. In the meantime, China attaches great importance to IPR protection, providing strong support for innovation. In just a few decades, China has established a highly efficient modern IP system. In recent years, it has topped the world in the applications for both invention and PCT patents. China now ranks the 12th in the Global Innovation Index by WIPO, and was the only middle-income economy that made to the top 30. Data from the China National Intellectual Property Administration show that public satisfaction of IPR protection in the country increased from 63.69 points in 2012 to 80.05% in 2020. Surveys show that 69% of US business in China think that IPR protection in the country has improved, and 67% of EU business in China think that the effectiveness of China's IPR protection laws and regulations is excellent or adequate. History tells us that openness leads to progress and exclusion results in backwardness. No matter how the world might change, China remains unwavering in its confidence and resolve in reform and opening up. China will open wider at a higher level and enhance cooperation with all countries in a joint effort to build a community of shared future for mankind. Against this background, we are fully confident in the future of the China-UK relationship. And we believe that research cooperation between our two countries will embrace a brighter future. Thank you.